This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Crawford, CRAWFORD, first name Robin, ROVIN, date of birth 02-26-1961, date of evaluation April 21, 2022. The referring physician is Dr. El Rashidi, ELRASHIDY. The chief complaint, 61-year-old female seen for preoperative evaluation. The HBI, the patient is a 61-year-old African-American female who reports an industrial injury to the right shoulder, period. She was involved in a motor vehicle accident in which she was thrown forward, resulting in injury to the right shoulder on May 5th, 2021, period. She was initially evaluated at San Francisco General Hospital, period. She had been discharged, but 2 days later developed moderate severe pain, period. She was initially treated conservatively, period. However, she continued with symptoms, period. She underwent physical therapy and further underwent treatment with Flexeril with no relief, period. The patient had noted moderate pain involving the shoulder, period, as she had not responded to therapies, semicolon, she was referred for MRI, period. MRI was noted to demonstrate pathology, period. The patient reports ongoing pain described as a dull pressure-like pain, but at times it becomes like a, in quote, tearing sensation, period. The pain radiates to the middle of the arm, period. She reports associated right neck numbness, period. She also notes neck pain and radiating numbness and tingling down into a second, third, and fourth digit, period. Patient had failed medical therapy and was subsequently referred for surgical treatment, period. She denies any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations. Her past medical history: 1, diabetes, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia. Past surgical history: she stated that she had a blood clot to her bowel, but no surgical procedure was performed, period. She apparently was opened and subsequently told no procedure was performed due to friability, period, question mark. Her medications: Losartan 50 milligrams one daily, next number Lipitor 80 milligrams one daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams one daily, furosemide 20 milligrams PRN, glipizide 10 milligrams daily, isosorbide dinitrate 20 milligrams daily, metoprolol tartrate 100 milligrams daily. Allergies: lisinopril results in cough. Family history: one brother with diabetes, a second brother had diabetes as well, a niece had breast cancer, the social history. She has distant history of cigarette smoking, but none in 15 years. She notes occasional alcohol use, but denies any drug use. Review of systems. Constitutional, she reports generalized weakness, weight gain, and fatigue. Ears, she has deafness of the right ears. Nose, she has seasonal allergies. Neck, she has right-sided stiffness. Respiratory, she has history of cigarette smoking, but otherwise unremarkable. Cardiac, she reports ankle edema. Gastrointestinal, she reports constipation, bloating, but no hematochezia or melena. Endocrine, she has abnormal glucose tests. Remainder of the review systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, the vital signs, blood pressure 128/71, pulse 82, respiratory rate 20, height 61 inches, weight 270.4 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. She is a relatively obese female, period. The musculoskeletal, the right shoulder demonstrate severe limitation on abduction. She is restricted to approximately 85 degrees, period. She has severe tenderness on external rotation of the right shoulder, period. Point of care glucose is noted to be 287. The impression, this is a 61-year-old female with history of diabetes, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, who is further noted to have mild moderate obesity, period. She had injured her right shoulder in an industrial accident. She had subsequently failed conservative measures to include physical therapy, flexural, and additional therapies, period. She is now scheduled for surgical treatment, period. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 79 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. Her glucose is uncontrolled. I have started her on Jardiance 25 milligrams one daily. We will obtain follow-up chemistries to include hemoglobin A1C. Will defer on recommendation until labs are reviewed. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.